Okay, you're all set.
Okay, thank you. And welcome everyone to the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee January meeting, January 24th, 2022. It's 5:16, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. So welcome everyone, members and members of the public and prospective members. Thank you. I believe we have established a quorum. Does that sound right, Fred or Larry?
Yes.
Okay. So could we just quickly introduce ourselves for the recording? I am Dorothy O'Brien, the chair of the committee. Ann?
I'm Ann Gunty, vice chair of the committee.
Chris?
Okay. This is Christopher Gonzalez, chair of the site visit committee.
Trisha Reiner.
Trish. Okay. You're a voting member, Trish.
Okay.
Okay.
Voting member.
And many other titles. And Bob, are you on call?
Yeah, it's Bob Longest. I'm a prospective member.
Thank you very much for joining us, Bob. Hang in there with us. If anyone has some questions, if you don't mind, they may not, you know, and we'll just move forward.
Okay.
Fred and Larry, would you just introduce yourselves?
Yes, Frederica Graham, IOC manager with Access.
And Larry Allen, I'm the liaison at ADOA for the IOCs.
Okay, thank you. And is there anyone else on the call?
Good evening. This is Hun Young Park, the Care First Health Plan.
Hi, this is Karen Kramer with United Healthcare.
Super. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Hi, this is Maria Esposito from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Awesome. Thank you, Maria.
And Jeffrey Yamamoto with the DDD IOC liaison.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you all. Anyone else on the call? Okay. Okay. Then I'd like to just go right through the agenda. The first item, I believe we have the chairman's report, but as you know, we are hanging in there through COVID, not able to do much, but trying to get ourselves more familiar with the IAD reports and how things generally work, frankly. There were some chair people's meetings, but one I was able to, and there was a very recent one that I unfortunately was called back into work. We've been doing a COVID rotation, you know, and every time I have a tentative something to do, I get called back into work. So I apologize for that. But I would just say to that I will try to get better about making sure the whole committee knows when one of those statewide meetings is, because one of us should listen in and glean what we can and hopefully participate more in a more unified way. We have so much that we're trying to accomplish in common. So. That essentially is all I have to say. I'd like to move to membership, and the members of the committee, Bob, Mr. Longest is on the call. I don't know if Dr. Gagliardi was able to join us or not. Frank, are you there? I'm going to guess no. Okay. So for the committee, do you have any questions for Mr. Longest?
Dorothy, Frank, yeah, you already, I'm
oh,
here.
Oh, Frank. Okay. So we have both our prospective committee members on the line. And I would just ask the committee, you've had a chance to see their applications. Does anybody have any questions? And if not, I would ask for a motion to accept them and move them on to the director.
This is Christopher Gonzalez. I've reviewed both applications, and I do not have any questions, and I do think that with their experience that they would be a good fit for our committee.
Wonderful. Anne, Trish, anything?
This is Anne Gunty. I agree with that completely. I did also review the applications, and I feel like they would be a great fit and would love to welcome them to the committee.
Okay, super. And Trish?
Yeah, this is Trisha. I agree with them as well.
Okay. So then do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move to approve the applications of both of our guests here tonight who are applying to join the committee.
Second?
This is Christopher Gonzalez. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, so then that's unanimously, we request that Larry and Fred, that you move these applications forward with our blessings and prayers and songs and all that stuff. Whatever it takes it now to move that along, okay?
That sounds good, Dot. If you could, can you forward me Bob's application? I don't seem to have that.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. When you get back in out of your vehicle, of course, but
yeah, when I'm not driving. when
you have a moment, if you could forward that to Fred and I, and we can do our part of it. And
absolutely.
Then what I would ask for the two prospective members is to send me a picture of themselves. It could be a cell phone picture or a driver's license picture, like a driver's license picture with a plain background, so we can have a badge made for you. So when you go out and do your on-site visits, you'll need to have that IOC badge with you. And so I will need that, but I'll be happy to send a follow-up email out to them as well to let them know.
Okay.
And then for current members, I will need, if you don't have a current ID, that one that hasn't expired, please let me know if you haven't received it yet. I'm working through my badging department, and it's hit and miss at best. So, if you received it, great. If you haven't, please let me know. Send me an email or send Dot a note, and she can get that over to me, and then we can get that thing covered for you.
This okay. is Frank Gagliardi. You'll send the information needed so that I can send you a picture?
Yes, sir. I'll send you an email for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
It could be a passport photo or whatever. Whatever's easy.
So my question to Bob or Frank, do you have any questions for us at this point? You don't have to, but you're certainly welcome. You know, if there's anything on your mind, any questions you have, now's the time.
This is Bob. I don't have any questions.
Okay. No misgivings. That's all I'll say.
My only question is I've listened to a lot of people introduce themselves. I wrote down their first name. I don't know their last names, and I don't know who they are or what they do, although I do think I know Maria Esposito. And so I'm wondering, can that information be forwarded to me so I know who's who and what's what?
Absolutely, yes. We'll make sure you get a complete list of all the committee members. It's small. It's small. And Larry or Fred, how would you suggest we provide that other information to the whole group? It would be a great idea if we had contacts everywhere.
Yeah, I can work on getting that information as soon as we get the email address and that sort of thing. I'll also probably need to send confidentiality agreements just for any of those folks that, you know, maybe going into the QM portal. So once we have the updated emails for the other applicant, then I'll get that sent out for everyone. No problem.
The other, I have another question. I tried to look at the minutes, but my hands were slapped. They said I was forbidden to do so. How and when will I get permission to look at those minutes?
Are you talking about online at the website?
Yes. That was the agenda that Dorothy sent out. She had the
There's a link in that, yeah.
Yes, the link for the website.
Maybe I have to update that link. Will you look at that for me, please?
He should have been able to access any agendas and minutes on the website.
Right,
so I'm not sure why. Are you going through your cell phone? Or are you going through a computer, Bob?
I'm going through a computer. And the word forbidden kept coming up and up. hurt my feelings, but I'll...
If it makes you feel any better, it tells me that sometimes too.
And I
run the website. I will double check on that for you and make sure that all the links are good and whatnot. We'll get everything over to you and make sure you have everything you need.
Appreciate it.
So if you have a link to the website itself, I won't put it in the chat for you. But I'll tell you what, I'll do it anyways. It's a direct link to the access committees. So take a look at it when you can. Feel free to play around and look at the annual reports that are posted and whatnot.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry. And thanks for the interest, Frank. That's great. Well, there is a lot of good information on there if you can just get to it. And now I'm stuck between my car and the garage and my laptop that's on the dining room table where the agenda is. So I need someone, some merciful soul to say, what do we have next? I think we have anybody, Bueller, somebody.
Yeah, I don't mind. I just have to go to my email and pull it up.
You want to make a dash for it, Dot? Nope. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
This is Bob. I have it in front of me if you want me to say what
my team is. I do, Bob. We did membership. What's next?
Yeah. Site Visit Committee by Christopher Gonzalez.
Huh?
Site Visit Committee by Chris.
Oh, good, okay. Chris. There you go. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob, for having the agenda in front of you. I really appreciate that. For the site visit committee, we do have reports that have been reviewed, but my apologies. I have not put that together in a document for recommendations. I've just been a little busy over this past few months, but we do have some reports that we have recommendations for, and I know that we are planning to get out there and can start with the site visits again. Dorothy, I know that we've talked about, there's a list that's created and we've talked about adding to it. And I think that's a great list and it's a great place to start.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. That was a good start.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, what I think our first thing is to just go down the list and in reach to those agencies and use, you know, our meetings as meet and greet and get out there again and start reintroducing ourselves. We probably really need to set a site visit committee meeting so that we can get together and organize and coordinate the visit. I'm not sure about logistics. I'm also recommending that if we need to, perhaps we start with some site visits virtually in meeting with the staff and learning more about their current protocols within the pandemic. So I think that's a good starting point. But what I will need to do is this week I can send out some an email and inquire about some dates and times for the meeting. Perhaps I'll start the email off with some suggested dates and times, and then we can just coordinate from there. And at that meeting, I'd like to review the recommendations and pick our first place to do an in-reach meeting and get started again. I think it's time to get the ball rolling.
Okay. That sounds great. And I think for our new members, too, it's a chance to start to get acquainted with what we do. And as soon as you have approval from the director, they need to have approval, and then they will have access to the reports. Is that the way that will go, or Larry?
You mean like the annual reports?
No, our the IADs and so forth.
Yeah. Oh, the QM portal.
Yes.
The QM portal.
Yes, they will have to do that through Larry first, and then I'll be the ones that send the confidentiality agreements once they give me the go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay. But in the meantime, Chris, like you're saying, we can start with a list, and there's plenty to do.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, for our two new members, I'd also like to extend the same as for any other committee members. Sometimes the QM portal can be a little bit tricky. So if you need help getting in and touring around and becoming familiar, just let me know, and I'm more than happy to set time aside to assist you in that process as well.
Thank you.
We'll just have to wait to hear from the director before you'll have portal access.
But so just keep that on your shelf for when you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And
you're welcome.
So we'll be hearing from you.
Yes.
Okay. Bob, what's next?
Updates for IOC chairpersons. Always welcome.
Okay.
Deb Hagen is housing legislative update by Dr. Jack Fox.
And have any of the other IOC chairs joined us on the call? No. Okay. Sometimes they will. That's always very informative. But we'll continue. We're invited to their meetings, and we'll continue to invite them to ours. So that's always very interesting. And in some cases, for example, Dr. Potts, he's been doing this more than 10 years, so there's a tremendous amount of experience there and, perspective. So that's always helpful. Okay, so then, Bob, what do we have next?
Reports.
That would be me.
ADOA liaison and access report, Frederica Graham.
Okay. Okay, Larry, you want to lead off there?
Yeah, I got the floor. I'll take the floor this one. a couple quick updates here. I have updated going back to the website. I have updated that to reflect the tabs on your landing page where your agenda and minutes are loaded. So it does have a list of committee members. It has Frederica's information, my information listed on there as well. And it also has your year-end reports. And your committee guidelines are there as well. So if you need that, it's all in one spot. So there's no more toggling around the website, looking around to find stuff. Most of it should be right there for you. So please take a look at it. Let me know if you have any concerns, questions, or if you want to see any improvements or whatnot. So that will help you a little bit. Also streamlined the application process a little bit to where it doesn't differentiate between DES and access, because I think it was causing some confusion in the application. I had some committee members that were applying for DES, but they meant access and vice versa. Right. So we just streamlined it. I get all the reports, and then I will disseminate those to wherever they may go. So, that's pretty much it as far as my update. It's been fairly quiet on my end. Any questions I could answer, concerns?
No, Larry, I think if you just hold our hand while we get our two new members set up and comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, we'll help. You know, that would be great. Thank you.
Right.
Mary.
I know.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. The going back to the training, you can go to the trainings, and it will, once Frederica gives you the go ahead with the confidentiality agreements, then there's a slideshow that's step by step instructions on how to access your reports on the QM portal. So please take some time to look at that a little bit. Even existing members too. I know if you don't use it, you lose it, right? That's what we always hear too. So if you haven't been on it a few months, you might want to take a look at it because, I mean, you know, it's just the way things are. So, if you have any questions for me, feel free to drop me an email, give me a call.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for making a big difference for us too. We appreciate it. And you too, Fred.
Well, we're here to help. So.
Well, you certainly are. Yeah,
yep.
You do.
We are here to help. The only update I have is really just related to everything we're already discussing, and that's the main thing that people find intimidating is the QM portal. So, just for your new members, it's a bit of a process to getting into it, but it's an easy one. So just let me know. Well, you know, I'll get those confidentiality agreements over once I get the green light from, I believe, Larry's director. Is that how that goes, Larry? Yeah, you'll email once your directors give the okay. And then.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Okay. And so then from there, we'll get that going for you all. So just know that you'll need to be able to create a platform for yourself. So you'll need your email address and that sort of thing. And once we get the signed confidentiality agreement, I'll give you access to that QM portal. That is all I have, unless you all have anything for me.
No, again, anybody have any questions for Fred? No, you guys have been awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. So now I would move to the our providers and so on. And I apologize. I'm not sure with whom to start, but perhaps you could just let us know what's going on and give us an update. We're most interested to hear about your COVID protocols and are your facilities prepared for us to start visiting and so on. So who wants to go first? Maria,
Care First is on the call. Does Care want to go?
Oh, yes. Okay. Excellent.
Sure. So,
good evening.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Maybe he said Karen. Go ahead, Karen. I heard something else.
Okay. Our updates, let's see, with COVID, we're still going into the homes to provide COVID inoculations, vaccines, including boosters. So I think that's the only update I have regarding that. And as always, we're growing our MAC. So those are the only updates I have today.
What's a MAC?
The Member Advisory Council.
Ah, okay, good.
For people to help remove barriers to care. So we work with members, providers, and the health and our health plan to see what the barriers to care are and what they're struggling with. And we try and we bring that to leadership and see what we can do to help.
Thank you, Karen. That's
my pleasure.
This is Frank Gagliardi. May I ask what agency Karen is with?
Yeah, I'm with United Healthcare.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Sun Young, did you want to go next?
Sure. So I'm hiding behind the camera for a reason. I'll give you some information later. So in terms of our office, we have extended work from home. So most of us are working home through the early part into February, but all of us should be accessible via telephone numbers and email. We too have Member Advocacy Council. We host our Member Advocacy Council on a quarterly basis. And we do have a website, and I believe I have shared that web link with you previously.
Yes, you have.
And then there's been a lot of activity at the access level with the REBA announcement. I'm not sure if Frederica has shared that with you or not. So if you need more information, I can work through Frederica on that. And in the meantime, we are trying to be helpful as much as we can. So if you have any questions related to Care First, please let me or Chiquisha Hughes know, and we'd be more than happy to assist you in any way by working with Frederick at Access.
Okay. Thank you, Sun Young. And Sun Young is with Care First.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you. I appreciate your telling me where you're from, because I haven't the slightest idea.
No worries. And I also have dropped in our web link for the Member Advocacy Council information in the chat box.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And so I know we have other, I think Maria Esposito I heard, and there was another person too. Can you see Larry?
Good evening. Oh. Good evening. This is Maria Esposito up at Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield Health Choice is now the Medicaid segment of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Our name has changed, but we're still all the same great folks. I can say that. Sung Young referenced the award, the contract award. So beginning October 1st, 2022, Care First will be the Northern Arizona, have the contract as the Northern Arizona Regional, the Behavioral Health Agreement. It will not be Blue Cross any longer. So our services will be dedicated to general mental health and substance use disorder members. And Care First will assume the care of members who have a seriously mentally ill determination. And we are working, I just want to reassure everybody, we are working on a warm handoff. We're working with Care First to help them in this process, and also that members will, if they haven't already been told, members will get months in advance notice, because members who have an SMI determination will have to make the transfer over to Care First. But that we're looking at October 1 for that change. What else? Oh, the COVID protocols, they are operating by individual provider site. So in order to go in there, you would have to contact them and find out, you know, what their protocols are. That's my update. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Good luck with that transition. It sounds like you're being a very proactive about it. Larry?
Yes, we absolutely are.
Was there another provider on the line? I know Jack Potts just joined us, so we'd like to hear from Jack once we get the providers done.
I think that was it as far as the providers go.
Okay. Thank you. That's great. And I'd like to just jump back. Dr. Potts, are you on the line?
Yes, I apologize for being late. Sorry.
Thank you for joining us. We're just about to wrap up, but Jack, we're most interested in any updates you might have. Perhaps we have two new members on the call, so perhaps you could introduce yourself, you know, your title and so on, Jack.
Yeah, I'm the chair of the Central Arizona Committee, been so for a while, been on that committee probably for 15 years as a member. I'm Dr. Jack Potts. I'm a forensic psychiatrist. Spent a lot of times in the Superior Court, worked in various counties, testified in a lot of courts, and was in the jails for 15 years before moving to the Superior Court. Now I'm in semi-retired. Do a lot of Title 36 evaluations and Title 14. And interestingly, I just dealt with this week two families weren't particularly aware of the options for Title 14 guardianship, and they had to go through a Title 36 proceeding to get their loved ones treatment when they realized there may have been an not easier, but certainly a longer term solution by getting guardianship. If I may give a little update, one of the concerns that we had that we're not pursuing a whole lot, but keeping our eye open for, is that often guardians are not notified at the time before or immediately after medications are changed or other changes occur with their wards. And the statutes are very clear that the patient's wards, loved ones, are not capable of informed consent, and it's the obligation of anyone to obtain full informed consent from the guardians prior to, or I suggest immediately after, changing medications or the like. So that's an issue that we're looking at and has been, I think, bothersome for a lot of loved parents or siblings who are the guardian for their loved ones. Number two, we didn't meet this month, forum issues and some other stuff, but we have only in the last 6 months been to one or two site visits, so we want to get those going again. And my experience is you just show up, even now in the era of COVID, with mm-hmm. masks, and most they can say is no, but they've usually been very inviting to us, especially with the IDs and things. And if we have the brochures, to have a brochure to give, just a thought to you. Number three, Ash is still having, and Lori was on, I was on the meeting last week. The state hospital sadly still does not have the support that we, I believe, have from Access, that we have. Frederica and CJ have been very good, and we've seen a sea change that over the years. But Ash still has no one from the Department of Health Service attending their meetings or even really dialoguing with them in any productive fashion. So they try and keep the sunshine out over there. I also was a member. We had the statewide IOC chair meeting recently. And that includes Department of Developmental Disability has a number of IOCs also for various regions. And there was some initial thoughts of, hey, maybe we all need to, all of us, sort of have a forum where we all just sit down and talk with each other, members from different IOCs, because I know I learn a lot from you guys. And we learn a lot from each other, as Dorothy and Ken and Barbara in Southern Arizona and I did a lot in getting guidelines and working with Mr. Allen and the folks. So that's something to think about, because I think they may be up for it too. They don't get to do site visits. And one of my concerns is often we will see those who are housed in dual diagnosis DDD SMI homes where there's problems, and it'd be nice to hand off information to them. But, yeah, you know, we're not the only IOCs in town. And I think, there's a lot of change happening. I certainly am not keeping up on it. The other thing is Holly Giesel is one of our members, and she keeps up on legislative changes. And so there may be some changes, again, with the state hospital and elsewhere on legislation. But we'll try and keep us you apprised, or with Holly's information, too. Anyway, we're a resource, as you are to us, and as we know, your chairperson members are ad hoc members of our committee, can join and give feedback and can speak up at any time you want to attend. And same, I believe we're on your committees too as ad hoc non-voting members, so we can address issues and have dialogue, and the same as with Southern Arizona and the state hospital. So I think that is something we've worked on too. Well, good to see you folks in New Year. It's nice to see you have a good turnout.
Grateful.
And I apologize. I was supposed to be meeting with you guys 2 months ago, and I just totally blew the meeting. And I take responsibility for not meeting deadlines, which I commit. But also, I want to note that the Packers are now out of the playoffs, much to my chagrin. But I also wasn't for Tom Brady. I like Aaron Rodgers. I did like him more. Anyway, so I went to high school in Green Bay and went to college at the University of Wisconsin. So, you know, I'm a little biased here. Any questions or thoughts at all from your peers?
Any questions?
This is Frank Gagliardi. How are you, Dr. Potts? I'm just wondering how we will know when your meeting is if we want to join and listen in.
It's you know what? The website is really phenomenal now. The IOC website is very good at list members. I'm going to ask also maybe Mr. Allen to put my email on there as chair so people can contact me directly, but I'll let you know. But it's very good. Sure. So that's an easy way of keeping base and looking at of who the members are. So you may say, hey, I know that person. Let me talk to them directly. We're usually the third Wednesday of the month at noon. We may be changing that to back in the evening again like you guys are. But it'll be on that. And I'm the worst for sending out the agenda. I send it out 26 hours before it's got to be posted. And Larry and Frederick do a great job.
You are the worst, yes.
They both do a great job of CYA, or mine, or CMA. Anyway, so that's when it is. The meeting is usually the third Wednesday, but it will be listed on the IOC site.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
I posted the link to the website in the chat box for you, Doc, so you can take a look at
Thank
it.
You.
And also post to Dr. Potts's email address for you as well.
Appreciate awesome. It.
Dr. Potts. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, Dot and I, we communicate with the Southern Arizona IOC a lot. Don't tell me what team you're for now, Mr. Allen. What team are you for?
I'm born and raised in Houston, so I'm a Texans fan, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, at least you made it to the playoffs. That's a big step there.
Yeah.
But I was just going to offer my services for you too. I know that you had sent an email out to all the chairs, so regarding the cross agency call. If you need my help on setting up a platform for the group to talk, and I'll be happy to help assist you getting that done, invites out and whatnot. If you wanted to have a private call with just the chairs, I could always get it set up, open it up, and drop. So either however y'all want to do that, whatever the group needs, and we'll be happy to help.
Frederica and Larry, I think you both, I mean, I think it's a good idea, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't hurt.
No, I think it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
I think the more conversation, the better between the different chairs. It helps break down the silos. And silos creep up here and there, unbeknownst to us, and then they pop up, and then, you know, we got to keep knocking them down as they come up. So,
yeah, good point. So, no, thank you very much. I know you're always accessible. Thank you.
Okay.
And those phone calls, frankly, I thought were very useful and very informative. So I'm always for including members that have a time and want to listen in. You know, I'm always for doing that. So, Jack, thank you for joining us tonight. And Bob, I don't think we have anything else on the agenda, do we?
No, I think the public comment is for next month.
Well,
it does have a public comment.
Yeah, I don't believe we do. We have any members of the public on the call? No. See, I think we're good on that. I would just say, does anyone while we have Jack with us, Dr. Potts, any other questions, any, you know, we'll do another call. So, I mean, it's, he doesn't go away and never come back. Don't worry.
And, you know, I do have a lot of expertise in the civil criminal interface arena. So if there are issues or if we can help or if you want to contact me privately on certain loved ones, et cetera. And my partner's son is a DPS officer up there in Flag area, and my son is a Flagstaff cop. So we have a lot of ways of doing things and getting information.
Okay. All right. Then if there is, I think we're ready to adjourn. Unless there's anything else.
Can I, this is Frank Gagliardi, may I make a suggestion as a newcomer? When people talk on the phone, could they introduce themselves, say who they are, and initially say who they represent? Because to me, listening in today as a newcomer, I hear all these voices. I don't know who they're attached to or who they represent. So I think we should remember when we start talking on these phone conversations to mention who we are.
You're absolutely right, Frank. And I'm sorry, that's very rude. We'll get better. We'll behave ourselves. And just remind us if we're not doing
it. It would just be helpful, that's all. So
Of course.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. We had such a small group and we're all pretty much recognize everybody. So with the new faces and voices coming in, I think that's a great idea. And that was Larry at ADOA, by the way.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you all. And especially to our two new prospective members, Bob and Frank. Really looking forward to working with you. And as you get to participate with us, you'll hear what Dr. Potts is doing and the Southern Group and the state hospital. There's a lot of work to do. So we're grateful for your interest in helping. Okay. Anything else before we have a motion to adjourn? Okay. Where's that motion to adjourn? Anyone? Bueller?
Chris? It helps if I unmute myself. This is Christopher Gonzalez. I was going to set the motion to adjourn.
And a second?
I'll second that. This is Anne Gunty.
Thank you, Anne. Okay. And thank you again to all for attending and participating. And Dr. Potts, thanks for stopping in. It's always good.
Yes, thank you.
Stay healthy and have a good New Year, folks. Thank you.
Likewise. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
I'll send an email out
everybody.
And we'll talk afterwards. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.